everybody, and welcome to the very latest WDA Marketing Pit Stop. I'm your host, Matt Tudge, and in this episode, we take a look at the most important digital marketing news from the last 2 weeks, week beginning the 24th of August and week beginning the 31st. Updates that we're going to be discussing include Facebook's audience network warning, TikTok facing possible restrictions here in the UK, Google limiting search query data, updates to Facebook Shops, and much, much more. Let's take a pit stop and get straight into it. First up, we're going to head to the world of social. We've got lots of updates to talk about, starting with Facebook. Firstly, Facebook has warned advertisers that new updates coming with iOS 14, likely to be rolled out this month, will have a huge impact on audience network ad performance. If you're currently using the audience network in Facebook ads, then be prepared for a significant dip in performance from it. You may have to rethink your strategy altogether if this forms a large part of it and has been performing well. Secondly, Facebook have made more updates to Messenger Rooms. In an attempt to gain popularity further, Facebook has made more updates to its Zoom competitor Messenger Rooms. The new updates are designed to make Rooms easier to discover and create by giving it more prominence in Messenger. They're also increasing the personalization options by allowing users to customize their Rooms background with photos, as well as the previous customization options available. Is Rooms something that you've used internally for your automotive business instead of Zoom? Or maybe you've used it to create a social get-together or event for your audience. If so, let us know. Simply drop an email over to matt@wda-automotive.com. Thirdly, Facebook is making it easier to discover businesses and shop for products with Facebook Shop. It works similar to Instagram Shop, providing a place for shoppers to find and buy products from businesses. It's first being tested for users in the US before being rolled out to other countries. This is certainly something we'll continue to provide updates on as to when it will be rolled out in the UK, as it will provide another fantastic opportunity for automotive e-commerce businesses to drive more sales. Finally, from Facebook, in line with the new shop section that's on the way, Facebook is also updating Facebook Shops. The updates coming will include new shop layouts, real-time previews of your product collections, creating shops automatically for new sellers, additional data being made available in Commerce Manager, and also a messaging option that will allow customers to send questions, etc. through Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram. Again, if your automotive business operates within the e-commerce sector, whether selling aftermarket parts, vehicle accessories, motorsport helmets, or something else, Facebook Shops provides another option for increasing product awareness, reach, and hopefully boosting sales. In other social media news, TikTok is likely to be restricted in the UK. With very much uncertainty still looming over the social giant, the government here in the UK is leaning away from imposing a ban and more towards putting in place restrictions. TikTok, however, remains confident that they're here to stay, launching merchandise stating not going anywhere. We'll continue to provide insights into how this develops over the coming weeks and months, but if you want to explore short-form video content away from TikTok and haven't looked into Instagram Reels yet, then give it a go. As expressed previously, it's important to remember that short-form video content, whether on TikTok, Reels, or similar apps, is to be taken fairly lightheartedly. It's not the place for professional content, it's more the place to show the fun side to your automotive brand. Next up, Twitter continues to experiment. So it has been testing a quotes count on tweets, and as of the time of recording, this has now been rolled out. The feature has had mixed reviews so far, but it basically displays alongside the retweets and likes count as another engagement metric, making it easier for users to see where discussions from retweets are happening. Finally, from the world of social media, LinkedIn has now granted page owners more insight into their follower list, providing information on the people who follow the page, the company, industry, location, and how they found your page. Previously, page owners only had access to the total follower count and demographic overview. In addition, LinkedIn has also introduced a new events tab that is aimed at making it easier for companies to feature virtual events such as the upcoming SEMA 360. Virtual events will only continue to gain traction, and we wouldn't be surprised if in-person trade events within our industry were completely phased out in a few years' time. Now, time to step away from the world of social and head over to Google. Google is testing a new reporting system in Search Console, starting with security issues. With the new reporting system, webmasters will be able to rectify issues with sites being removed mistakenly due to security issues sooner. The announcement was made on Twitter and said the following. Google provides many support mechanisms, but we recognise there can be situations where site owners may wish to report urgent bugs or other issues in a timely manner. To help, we're piloting a new reporting system beginning with security issues. Hopefully more on that coming soon. Next up, they've also launched a new AdSense reports page. With the new page comes data constraints, with reporting data limited to the last 3 years, aside from billing and payment information. in an attempt to increase reporting accuracy. Historic data, however, can still be downloaded until the end of this year. Next up from Google, they're going to soon be limiting search term reporting. They've recently started warning advertisers that the change is coming, stating queries where there is not significant data will no longer show in your account. This update is going to, of course, affect performance, as advertisers will have less control over what their ads are triggered for. What they mean by significant is hard to say at this time, but if Google Search Ads are currently a part of your automotive marketing strategy, and they're certainly a part of many of our clients' strategies, then be sure to keep an eye on your search term reports and stay tuned for further updates on this coming in the near future. Finally from Google, they're also passing on tax to advertisers. So no surprise, but Google has sent out notifications to advertisers stating that from the 1st of November, the advertisers will be charged additional tax in the UK, Austria and Turkey. The additional tax that they're passing on to advertisers for ads shown in the UK is 2%. And the most important thing here to note is that you need to make sure you factor the added tax into your advertising budget and also ensure that you review your location targeting performance. So that's it from Google. We've also got a couple of other updates to talk about. However, starting with Microsoft Advertising. Three of Microsoft's audience targeting options, LinkedIn profile targeting, dynamic remarketing for shopping, and in-market audience have been expanded. Firstly, LinkedIn profile targeting is now available for search and audience campaigns in the US, Canada, UK, Australia, France, and Germany. It's a great capability that's completely unique to the Microsoft Advertising platform. Dynamic remarketing is officially out of beta, and in-market audiences can now also be used when targeting ads in France and Germany. Finally, and last but not least in this episode, is Apple Ratings. So Apple Ratings is coming to iOS 14, which allows users to rate a business within Apple Maps, which currently uses third parties such as Yelp. This is something to pay particular interest in if your automotive business operates locally, as it provides yet another review platform to consider and potentially optimize for. That's it for the latest Marketing Pit Stop. Once again, I've been your host, Matt Tudge. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for future episodes. We often get them out either each week or every other week. Also, be sure to share it with a friend or colleague who might find it useful. Finally, subscribe to our blog and follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again, guys. Until next time.